White. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 20th, 1875. Dear Willie, we had a beautiful scene at baptism. Sabbath morning, Deacon Young and his wife were baptized. They went into the water like two heroes, perfectly calm, and they came out of the water with their countenances illuminated with the light of heaven. Uriah Green and Mac were at the waterside, and they said, "When your father was praying, the Spirit and power of God came down upon the people and pervaded the congregation assembled. Your father spoke in the morning, and he and those who were to officiate with the candidates retired to prepare, while I addressed the people about 15 minutes. Word came to me at noon that if there would be preaching, Mrs. Green and Mac would remain to the afternoon service. I consented to speak, and felt much freedom in speaking from these words. Jesus wept over Jerusalem, saying, 'If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes.'" Luke 19, verse 42. Sunday, I was requested to speak upon dress reform to the Health Institute. John Kellogg printed notices a few hours before I should speak. There was a goodly audience in the grove at the Health Institute. I spoke by request upon health reform, and it was apparently acceptable to all present. A vote of thanks was given me from the hearers. I speak again today upon the same subject. I wish you could see and know just how matters stand at Battle Creek upon dress reform and some other subjects. Reports are circulated that I have worn the long, trailing dress. Lies have been circulated here of the worst character, for people who have had light as they have here at Battle Creek. God sees, God knows, and He will visit all such according to their deeds. Your father, Brother Smith, and Brownsberger returned yesterday noon from Allegan. They had a close-in with Brother Littlejohn, and meeting held until 1 o'clock a.m. Charlie Russell has acted like a simpleton. He wrote me a most insulting letter which I did not deem to answer. Your father talked hours in Allegan, and showed the folly of Little John's position, and he made him bold. Still, we think matters will be settled on a firm basis at this next investigation. I am so sick of all this fuss and trouble about nothing. Russell feels worn that he has made a fool of himself, and thus it goes. The doctor has done much to prejudice Little John's mind. He will find this out soon. I expect the doctor trembles in his boots. God will work for us. I have not the least doubt Brother Smith stands clear. He says he never understood so well as now, and never saw the importance of your father's labors. The last camp meetings have done him good. I never saw Brownsberger so fully awake as now. He is really getting in earnest. He feels so indignant at the course pursued against us that he seems sometimes as though he wanted to do battle. Battle Creek never showed out, that is, revealed, their true lack of faith and real principle as now. Not all, God forbid I should say all. No. But a little leaven has been working to a fearful rapidity. Martha Amidon is not free here. God pity her. She is helped by her talk, such tattling. I never saw anything equal to it before. Well, my dear children, we will try to make our way through all this in the strength of God. And think ye our retreat will not be pleasant on the Pacific coast? We long to return, but dare not consult our pleasure or our wishes. We must do the will of God. His work is our work. We will do it patiently and well. We love souls, and we want them to be saved in the kingdom. Jesus bears with the waywardness of the children of men. And shall we faint under tribulation? Battle Creek is having her light, and Satan is working to blind their eyes to the light. I have written much and labored hard. We thought we might get a few weeks' rest east or west, but cannot. Your father telegraphed to Babcock and Cottrell to know the earliest they could have the press ready for shipment. He has gone this morning for answer. He intends to charter a car and see it shipped himself. He will go to New York just as soon as press is ready. The Health Institute has a good class of patients now and a good number. We sleep in the office and are well arranged. We can be retired now as we please. If only Lucinda were here, we would prepare our own meals. We go here and there and everywhere, but thus far have fared well enough. I want to see you all and shall be so glad to meet you where our home is on the Pacific coast. I am glad you are not here at Battle Creek. Here is where Satan's seat is. And yet, here is where there are very important interests. Here is where we have to wear the nerves and carry the burdens, but there is resting by and by. Thank God, my children have the privilege of laboring in some other locality than Battle Creek. Pray for us. We love you all. Father is coming for me to ride with him for some purpose somewhere. A word more. I wrote out these testimonies in camp meeting, in the conference meetings, that we may have something more under the sun, and these varied testimonies will give to all a better idea of our faith than any words we may give or any report we may make. Uriah wants them, but I would not let him have the first. What think you? Received letters from Will and Edson yesterday. Thank you, children. Write again. I am faithful to you. Be so to us. Mother.